2022 Kill Challenge going on over Facebook and all of our social media. And I was just nominated by a friend of the show, Quentin Richardson.
Okay.
He nominated me. And I know that one of the first people I had seen do it and post it up on Facebook was friend of the show and Army veteran, Kate Gleason. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you for coming on to check chat with us about this. I know when you have posted the your 22 kill challenge video, it was very emotional and kind of touching for you. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it is. You know, and I did, you know, the 22 days in a row, the 22 push-ups a day for the 22 veterans that lose their lives to suicide every day. I had lost. I did Army ROTC at the University of Delaware. And one of my really good friends through the ROTC program, he was a major, a special forces major, Ben Follinsby, took his own life in December of 2012. And I've also had, while I was in the service, a couple other folks that I know close to me also did. So, yeah, so it does get emotional.
22 veterans a day. We lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. Do you think people underestimate what military members go through? What is actually happening when they're deployed? What it's like to be in those scenarios?
Sometimes I think one of the misconceptions of that number is because I got challenged on that number. 22, that's impossible. How is it 22 a day? Well, first of all, if it's only one a day, I say only. Even if it's one a day, that's way too much. One a day, that's crazy. But the number just dropped to 20 a day based on studies now, which is great. They're not going to 22 kill is not going to change the challenge. They're not going to change their nonprofit name. So it's great that the number's dropping, but most of that number is actually the Korea, Vietnam, World War II vets. Like, those are the ones that are majority of that number. Not to take away anything from you know friends of like mine that you know have taken their own life as well. But yeah, it's tough because you know trying to reacclimate to come back home after you get deployed. You know, you leave family, you leave friends. You leave, you know, so quote unquote normal life, and everybody expects you to just jump right back into normal life. And
my friend was deployed in Afghanistan for he did two tours, one 9 months and one 6 months, I think it was. Yeah. And he came back and he said it's hot, swampy hot. I mean, all day long, you freeze at night. And he talked about before how, like, coming back, that when you go over there, a child had approached them, and he had to hold a gun to this kid because you don't know if they have something strapped to them. And he said that was the hardest thing. He had a two-year-old at the time. He said it was the hardest thing that he's ever had to do was to point a gun at a child. And he was 18 going over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's not, you're expected to do one job when you go over there. You only have one thing to focus on, and that's, you know, your mission, when whatever it is, when you're deployed. And then you come back and have all of these other things. Like, how are you supposed to even try to put the experience you just had, how are you supposed to erase it? Because most people don't get it. And then you come back home and go, okay, well, nobody even knows what I just went through. So a lot of people end up wanting to just deploy again. Send me back. It makes more sense.
Yeah,
my life makes sense because I had a purpose, you know. And then it's hard to come back and then...
Trying to get back in the groove and just normal life.
And just, all of a sudden you just wake up, you got your 9 to 5, and it's the 22 kill challenge going on across social media. The point of it, Kate, is to raise awareness. Is there any way to help if somebody wants to do more than just the 22 challenge, the 22 kill challenge, than to just do push-ups for social media? What else can they do?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, locally, well, here's a few things. So 22kill is the website. They can go to that website. You can buy merchandise on there. Some of the funds from that are, don't quote me, I think all the funds or some of the funds from that go to, you know, their mission, and you can search 22kill, hashtag 22kill. There's also a number of organizations that match a service dog to a struggling veteran, which is awesome. One of them that I personally know of is Pets for Vets. That's awesome. So it's like every $1,500 matches a service dog to a veteran, which that's a win-win, too. Mm-hmm. It's an adopted dog. Then there's another great one called Honor Courage Commitment, I think .org. but that helps vets become entrepreneurs and start their own businesses. Another good one. So there's a bunch of them out there. Those happen to be three that I like. And there's a local fund that I actually just raised money for at an event. It's the Delaware Veterans Trust Fund. You just go to that website.com, and that goes to direct to Delaware veterans. I know you have more listeners than that, but that's just another great one.
All right. Well, Kate Gleason, thank you very much for coming on to talk about the 22 Kill Challenge. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing your push-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. The weak ones on my knees.
Hey, by day 22, you'll be knocking them out. You'll be good.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.